Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here again to take raw source material and, you know, really pull out the surprising facts, the crucial insights. Today's a bit different, though. We're diving into, well, a highly unfiltered, pretty fast-paced online forum thread. Imagine it like a digital stream of consciousness, almost. Real-time chat between anonymous users. You've got inside jokes, rapid topic shifts. It's got its own distinctive, often chaotic style. This particular thread, it gives us a snapshot from late July 2025, specifically July 23rd to the 26th.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating window, isn't it, into how information, humor, even conflict sort of plays out in these uncurated online spaces. Our goal here is really to guide you through this dense thicket of posts, help you spot the underlying themes, the dynamics, and maybe find some unexpected insights that pop up in these candid conversations.
Okay, so let's unpack this unique environment. As we peel back the layers, what's the first thing that really jumps out? The thread kicks off with an art edition prompt, specifically asking for Lalonde art, which seems to be a reference people there get, maybe a character or style. Mm-hmm. But what hits you immediately is just how varied the replies are, and often totally non sequitur. Like, you see everything from a link to a Wikipedia page on diarrhea, next to a user just stating, "I'm transmuted too, if that matters." It's just rapid fire, almost stream of consciousness.
Exactly. Yeah, this isn't your typical structured discussion forum, not at all. Posts fly in really fast succession. Often it's just images or short phrases, sometimes without punctuation. It really highlights how informal, how immediate online communication can be, right?
Definitely.
And you quickly pick up on their internal language. Mentions of Slopcast, which sounds like maybe a messy, unpolished stream or podcast.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got too.
And discussions about an admin figure, M-E-X, who apparently controls things like a sticker drought-like, a shortage of certain emoji reactions, and even has the power to ban users. And then there's this mention of the forum being sealed until 0.00 Saturday.
Sealed why?
For mental health and meditation, apparently due to an odd new moon, only to be unlocked later.
Wow.
It just underscores these really idiosyncratic, almost ritualistic rules and events that govern this specific online community. It's their own little world.
Right. So beyond just those dynamics, what do you think is most revealing about how they communicate and kind of self-regulate? One thing that really stood out to me was the slang and the word filters, like using Esmer for biz nasty instead of, you know, more explicit terms.
Yes, that's a key point.
And it feels like more than just dodging moderation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's almost like a powerful act of collective identity building. You know, it's how an in-group solidifies its unique language, reinforces that sense of belonging, while maybe subtly keeping outsiders well out.
Yeah, makes sense. And then sort of woven into all this chaos, we found something pretty remarkable. Amidst the general chatter, you get these really deep dives, specific fandoms, creative concepts just bubbling up. For instance, a huge chunk of this thread gets dedicated to this incredibly elaborate concept for a new Pokemon type,
right?
A Reddit type. And this isn't just some casual idea tossed out there. It's like meticulously detailed. It blends ideas of collective opinion, social influence, trolling, even information warfare, all into a full battle type. When I first saw this proposal, I have to admit, I was kind of blown away by the sheer depth of it in this unfiltered thread. What was your first reaction?
Well, yeah, depth is the right word. What's fascinating, I think, isn't just the fan creativity, which is impressive on its own. It's more that it shows this really sophisticated, almost like anthropological understanding within the community itself about the social and psychological mechanics of how they interact online.
Huh. So they're basically gamifying their own online experience.
Exactly. They're turning the platform dynamics into game mechanics. These Reddit-type Pokemon, they're described as digital psychic hybrids. They embody things like chaotic discourse, misinformation, hive mind power, trolling, echo chambers, virality, all that stuff.
Right.
They're typical traits. High psyche, high special attack, moves that are unstable or cause random statuses, and passive abilities based on, quote, public perception or crowd mechanics. A lot of them are genderless, maybe vaguely humanoid or explicitly digital, described as artificial, virtual, or social network species.
That's quite something. And the examples they give, they really lean into that, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned specific sample Pokemon, like Trollbite, obviously embodying digital chaos, or Upbor, this pig-like Pokemon that gets stronger with fans or subscribers.
Mm-hmm. There's also Threaddeist, a ghost made of dead posts, Modulus, an enforcer AI that removes enemies.
Wait, removes enemies, like deletes them.
Or maybe removes buffs. The description implies enforcement, like a forum mod, an ekon, a rodent that copies and multiplies moves.
And the creativity doesn't stop there. The mood set ideas are just as clever. Things like docs forcing a switch out or echo chamber preventing stat-lowering moves. It's such a direct translation of online stuff into gameplay.
Totally. And they even worked out a full matchup chart. Strengths, weaknesses against existing Pokemon types.
Yeah, I saw that. With some really unique justifications, too. Like Reddit type, overwhelming psychic's logical thought with mimetic chaos.
Right. Or trolling doesn't work on trolls when battling dark types. It has its own internal logic based on internet culture.
And the abilities to hive mind, controversial, stickied, shadow banned. It just keeps going.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? How deeply online culture can seep into and actually reshape creative concepts. Even something as established as a Pokemon game type.
Yeah.
It's like this internal meta commentary on the internet itself, but expressed through a format they clearly love gaming.
And while that Reddit type concept is, you know, a really deep dive into how online culture affects gaming ideas,
yeah,
it's definitely not the only gaming world they talk about here.
Oh, no. Plenty of other references.
Yeah, the thread jumps around. There's a discussion about Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. Specifically a character, Judy? I think they mean Jaden Yuki.
Sounds like it, yeah. A common fan nickname or maybe a typo.
And this user is really frustrated with the translation quality, calling it stiff and barely English, saying it misses the original humor. Something a lot of fans can probably relate to.
Mm-hmm. Translation woes are a classic fandom topic.
And you've got mentions of Roblox titles, too. Block Tales, Swords of Time and Brick Planet, and other specific Pokemon pop up like Crabominable and Delibird.
Right, just casual mentions sprinkled in.
And it's not just games. There's ongoing anticipation for movies like Smurfs 2025 and Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Sometimes users are annoyed about missing screening dates or something. Just everyday fan chatter mixed in.
And if you kind of zoom out, connect this to the bigger picture, these threads often work like informal cultural barometers, don't they?
How so?
Well, beyond just games and movies, users get into broader cultural commentary. Like, there's a proposal someone threw out for a Sentai parody, you know, like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But this one features Japanese, American, and Korean hero archetypes together. It shows this playful mixing and matching of global pop culture tropes.
Interesting. But it's not all lighthearted parody and game concepts, is it? We also saw discussions hitting on, well, deeper societal stuff.
That's true. Users voice opinions, sometimes using pretty inflammatory language about identity,
yeah,
gender roles, even serious geopolitical events.
Right, like that post discussing the memorialization of victims in Olenivka, Ukraine from July 28, 29, 2022. It describes it factually as a day of remembrance for those executed, tortured, and killed in captivity.
Mm-hmm. A reference to a real tragic event.
But the commentary around it in the thread, it really reflects how charged and often divisive online discourse can get on these topics. It shows how unfiltered these spaces truly are.
It really highlights that reality, doesn't it? That even in what seems like a niche online community focused on maybe art or games, these major world events, these contentious social issues, they absolutely permeate the discussions, often completely raw without the usual filters you'd find elsewhere.
No kidding.
And yet, amidst all that, you also find these unexpected moments of, like, critical thought. There's this mini philosophical debate about undergroundism in art.
Oh, yeah, I remember that bit.
With one user lamenting that, quote, no content is the key to undergroundism, it's the method, suggesting it's about authenticity and maybe alienation rather than just shock value.
Which is a surprisingly nuanced take to find sandwiched between, you know, memes and game talk.
Exactly. A little nugget of self-aware critique right there in the chaos.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And kind of related to that intersection of culture and tech nestled within all this, we also picked up on this shared frustration with GPT.
Yes, GPT.
Which is likely ChatGPT, right? Complaining about it, hallucinating bullshit, and draining life force from computers.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And it feels like more than just a tech complaint. It's this casual expression of a wider collective anxiety, maybe,
yeah,
about AI's reliability, its impact, even showing up here in these informal chats.
That's a great point. It surfaces everywhere.
So wrapping this up, looking back at this whole deep dive into just one forum thread, what really stands out to you? It's clearly vibrant, often messy, yeah, but also undeniably human, isn't it? You get this raw, totally unedited glimpse into shared passions, frustrations, all the inside jokes, and sometimes, yeah, the darker corners of how people interact online.
What's truly revealing, I think, is how these threads even though they look chaotic on the surface, are actually incredibly rich. They're bubbling with emerging ideas, these really fervent discussions about niche interests, and you get these telling snippets of broader cultural feelings, sentiments just kind of leaking out. It just underscores the unique ways communities form and talk online now, blurring the lines between what feels like personal notes, public arguments, and just spontaneous creativity. It all kind of mushes together.
So for you listening, the well-informed learner, what's the takeaway here? Maybe it's a reminder that even in these really unvarnished corners of the internet, you can actually find some profound insights into human nature, into collective creativity, and just the way digital conversation keeps evolving.
And maybe consider this. How do these unfiltered, rapid-fire conversations we see in places like this, how might they be subtly influencing the way we consume and process information every day, even when we're in more curated environments like reading the news or, well, listening to this? It's definitely a question worth pondering, I think, as you navigate your own information diet. How much of that raw, chaotic energy seeps in?